You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita. Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, Episode 4. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. 5 a.m. It's fantastic.
Yay. I know. Yay. You're awake. This is awesome because it's not 5 a.m. for me. mind you, I have been working full time this week and I am a little tired and a little sore. So the body is a little bit weary.
That's why you weren't on top of me about getting screenshots. That's probably why.
Yeah, that would totally be why. But that's okay. We don't have to have screenshots. I have put in some screenshots, actually, for myself. Did you not have a look? I have got screenshots. But, you know, I do screenshots. We all know I do love doing my screenshots. And I do try and make Stone do some screenshots. Guys, it doesn't always work, but I figured we'd have a week off of a Stone and Lita screenshot because we're talking about bucket lists. So that's okay. That's all right for our show topic. So, but anyway, let's get on with, and I think you've got some news for me because I've not really been paying attention too much other than dealing with working. Warcraft news. What have we got with the news?
There's a Legion, the pre-patch, 7.0. whatever it's going to be, like 2 or 3 or I don't know what.
Yep.
So there was apparently a leak on the date that it was going to be released.
Oh.
This was on MMO Champion. The date is supposed to be July 19th.
Ooh.
And the source is a quote internal source, end quote. Now, the reason why this source was credible is that this source has been the person that has also come out with Warlords info and also came out with Mists of Pandaria info prior to, right? So so I guess that's why MMO Champion believes it's good enough to put up on their website.
Mm.
So it's not official.
Yeah.
It's just a leak. Okay. Just something to think about, but it also would mean if it's true, we have a 6-week pre-launch event.
Mm-hmm.
And that would also put the date of Warlord stuff to be, it's 2 weeks less than what I thought it was going to be, because I figured they'd have like a month-long pre-launch or something. And now it's more like 6 weeks instead of just the 4 weeks. Yeah. So we have all of June, basically half of 2.5 of July, and we're already halfway through May, so we're looking at just over 2 months away from now. Mm-hmm. We're done with Warlords, and we're going to be going on to Legion pre-patch.
Wow. So, I am not prepared.
I am not prepared, especially not for my irons. I just, I'm not. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's, wow, I just, it's, you know how sometimes it feels like, you know, they announce it and at BlizzCon and you're like, hey, this is so exciting, you know, it's coming in the future. And you're thinking, well, that's, you know, that's months and months and months and months and months away. And now it's like, it's 2 months. It's 2 months. If that's correct, to pre-launch, and then another 6 weeks before You know, Legion. Wow. That just blows my mind because I agree. I am so not prepared for it. I'm not ready. It's crazy. Wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I hadn't seen about that. So we'll have to see if that is correct or not, yeah. I suppose. The one thing I did see a little of, I haven't fully read it, because again, I've just been trying to catch snippets on Twitter, basically. But they were talking about the movie, so the Warcraft movie, which for me is due out. When's this? In a month.
Mm-hmm.
So the it's basically this in just over a month. So, but on the website it was saying that they're doing a promo, which apparently is to some countries, which is interesting. But there's supposed to be, there's a special in-game gift. Ooh, in-game gift. I wonder if that's going to be for everyone then, for every account that logs in.
Well,
surely it should be.
Gift, I don't think, is going to be tied to having the ticket and getting card that comes with it.
Yep.
Because basically how they're going to do it is that you buy your ticket, and as you buy the ticket, the movie theater gives you a card, and then you use that card on the Blizzard store to create your account. And it's a new account. You're not adding it to your existing account.
Yeah.
After the fact, you can, what I assume is you transfer your character from that account to your other accounts. But I believe there's an 8 account limit on your Battle.net account, so you can't go out and watch it like 10 times and transfer all of them to your one BNet account.
Yep.
So you could probably transfer characters over. The in-game gift is the sword and shield, right? And I believe you need to do is just log in.
That's and for the Alliance. And then there's a Horde one.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. The Horde one's pretty, but I...
Well, I think they're both nice.
They're both, they both are. I want that... What's the one with the skulls on it? Oh my god, I need that for my Warlock. That's to go with her Corruptor set. That would be nice. Depends what it is. But that's kind of cool. Like, it's nice when they do little extra things. Like, I wasn't expecting them to do, like, a login. But that's really cool. I like definitely that Alliance sword is way cool. That looks really, really pretty too. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. But it's exciting. I'm just excited that the movie's coming out, and I just had a look, and the theater for me that it's coming to, it's not the theater I was thinking it was. Awesome. So I'm gonna have to go to another theater to see it. But yeah, but it's thankfully it's like just up the road.
Well, I've also heard that there's some folks in the United States States were not expecting this to be going through the chain that they selected, and a lot of people don't have those chains around them, so they're like, well, what do I do? Do I make the trip, or or do I find somebody that I can buy it off of? I don't know. Also, the UK and us up here in the Great White North do not have this offer yet, so Cineplex Odeon, you guys need to talk with Blizzard and get this stuff going.
Yeah, because I now, am surprised with looking at what they've got down so far. Is just like, oh, okay, it's just these guys? UK's not there?
Yeah, okay. UK's not there, but they've got Greece there.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you can't see me because I'm making faces.
Yeah, he is, and it's quite lovely, really. Thank you for sharing those faces with me. But okay, so I guess we'll have to. It's still, it's still weeks away for it. Maybe anything could happen. Maybe Blizzard's got some stuff in the pipeline that
Yeah.
they'll sort out and throw out there, and they'll be like, oh my God. I mean, come on, Duncan Jones is British. He's
Yeah.
British. Like, I just am really
So
surprised. Okay.
there was a conversation on Twitter with Era, who is a CM for Blizzard, and they were saying that the list is only for things that are for sure, right? And they didn't want to put something up saying, hey, we're trying, and then not put anything up
Yeah,
if
that's true.
fail, right? Which is completely fine. Another person argued that you could say, well, we're like, yes, we know that we don't have certain places up, but we're trying because other people will ask. I don't think that's necessarily the right thing to do because you do not want to get people's hopes up.
Yeah. I would
Because if
have.
they get it done, I mean, then it looks bad, right? So.
I would have thought that probably they would have held off until they had
Yeah. Yeah.
everything was lined in a row and just gone, okay. Even if it was like a week out, that to me would have been more of a surprise if they've gone, oh, by the way, guys, when it's out. When you go get your ticket, and if you get your ticket from here, you get a bonus of a digital copy of the game. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's a bonus I wasn't expecting. So I would be quite happy with that. I mean, I'm happy just to go see the movie. I'm like, I can't wait to see it. I did get oh, what I did get. I bought the Durotan paperback, and I got that in my little stash of stuff that I got from Amazon last week, and I haven't quite started. I'm gonna have to read it because it's a prequel to the movie, but yeah, at the moment I'm reading Warcraft Chronicles. Warcraft Chronicles? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I read
Oh.
it, I begin to fall asleep, to be honest,
Oh, it's so
because,
heavy. It's so heavy. There's so much.
it's just that, I tend to only read laying in bed. So when I'm laying in bed and I begin to read, doesn't matter what it is, I'm done. I'll read about four or five things and then I'm done. I'm out. Like I'm actually out.
Well, I've been
So.
reading it at work during my lunchtime, and I'm sitting there, and I'm eating my lunch, and I'm like just going, whoa. And I've got my the ladies that I work past are going, you okay? I'm like, yeah, oh, that's just something really heavy. And they're like, this is for your game, right? And I'm like, yeah, this is the lore, and they're obviously looking at me going, okay. And I'm just like, yeah, it's just in a lot of information that's really. But I'm really enjoying it, so I'll have to get stuck into Durotan though, because I would love to have that read before I go see Warcraft. So we'll see. We'll see if I can get that done. But anyway, let's talk about our weeks. And I know you have had an amazing week. Well, a couple of a day, a 24-hour. Come on, talk to me. Tell me about your week. Tell me. What have you been doing?
We'll start with the good.
Okay. Yay.
We did a 24-hour stream to raise money for an ALS walk that I'm going to be doing in the middle of June. So we got about a month to go. Over the stream, we raised a lot more than I thought we were going to. We began at $125 that I had raised previously, and my fundraising goal was $500. Over the course of the stream, I raised $705.
Wow.
You know, when we hit, like, we were at about 400, and then a friend of mine had donated $105 to bring us up to bring us up to an even $500.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, okay, so we did it, and we're halfway. So, you know, now what? You know, like, I want to keep going, right? So, Marguthon, he told me I should raise my goal. I'm like, really? Because I kind of want to see how much over the goal that we go, right? And he's like, no, you need to do it, because otherwise people won't feel like they want to donate. I'm like, okay, but there's, anyways, so I'm like, okay, fine. So I bumped it up to 750, and two guild mates of mine, Ari and Aeroe, who have lost somebody from through ALS, donated $250. And it was like, it really caught me by surprise. And so I got all kind of teary and stuff. So that made me get to the new goal. So then I raised the goal again. So we raised the goal to 1,000. Unfortunately, we couldn't quite get there, but we'll get there soon. Overall, though, I think we ended up with a donation that came in the day after. We're at $840.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I only made it 22 hours out of the 24.
That's fantastic. What are you talking about? That is so awesome. Good on you. A full
24.
Yeah.
But I started getting hand cramps. Like, I physically, the pinky finger and the ring finger on my mouse hand began to cramp up. Yep. And it gets really sore. And I began getting leg cramps and spasms where it was literally moving me. All of a sudden it would so if you go, the video should actually still be up on Twitch. If you skip to the end, you'll I'm kind of there trying to play with one eye open, because for whatever reason my right eye was completely closed, and I'm trying to stay awake. And Bob is going to be playing with my microphone, and I'm going to drop kick this guy. He's been fine all the way up until I start talking. So basically, we played, I played my Iron Man contest tune, and that guy died because of Bob. Because of Bob. That's two now that he's killed.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you'll laugh. Yeah. So funny. Bob. Guess what Bob's going to go? He's going to go get his third shots, and I don't feel bad at all.
Oh, nope. Poor Bob.
We played Diablo 3 hardcore, like a 6, and that was fun. Played Hearthstone, where I didn't really want to play. I did not want to play. And then the person that helped us get to the second goal wanted to play, and I'm like, okay. I mean, you put in $250. I mean, the least I could do besides say thank you is let's go play some Hearthstone.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's go. And we played the Tavern Brawl, where it was actually pretty neat. I liked it. Mm-hmm. Like, you only get to pick two cards.
Oh,
and
okay.
You only play those cards. And you only draw those cards. So it was neat. So you have to pick the right two cards based on what you think the other two are going to be.
Oh, and, out of all the cards. And, out of every card that's available. That you
possibly have for that class. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And it's pretty neat. I actually like that more than the normal game.
Okay.
It didn't matter though. I still lost every single match.
Nice.
Which, you know, there's a reason why I play this game. You know, I mean, it's okay. I liked it. Then they came out with card packs like too quickly. For me. Now you've got me doing it. So, so basically, yeah, I just, what else did, yeah. So we did 22 hours. So what I was planning on doing is maybe having to make up for the 2 hours that I didn't do is maybe have an 8 hour stream. I know the math doesn't add up, but I thought maybe I could do an 8 hour stream or something. And I'm not exactly sure when. I don't know if I do it. I could do it during the day on, you know, before our show this weekend, or maybe after the show this weekend. Not sure. Maybe before the show, I wouldn't be as tired. I don't know, but
Still think 22 hours is an awesome effort, no matter what you say. I know you wanted to get through to the 24, but I know I could not do 24. I couldn't do 22. I would be flat out doing, I would think 12. So I just say kudos to you for making it through that far.
Cuddles did 27 hours, and I'm like, you know, back in the day when I was younger, God, it makes me feel so old. I've done 24 hours easy. So
yeah, but at the same stage, don't forget your body's gone through a fair bit of stuff, so you know. And I know for me, I just can't. Cuddles is amazing anyway, we know that. He's amazing as a streamer and just as a person. So
you mentioned you kids get off my lawn. There's an Overwatch character, Soldier 76, that is my character. Like, this is the character that I'm gonna be playing. You can unlock a voice line from him that says something like, "You kids get off my lawn." And it's like, yes.
Oh.
I love him even more now.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Nice. When's Overwatch? Actually, can I just
Overwatch
deviate is for 2 seconds? That's coming next week.
24th. Yes. Which is going to severely curtail my WoW playing. Just going to warn you right now that it will severely curtail my WoW playing.
So adventures in Overwatch is very possibly going to be a theme for maybe a little bit.
Yeah, possibly. I realize it's just an FPS, but I'm not sure what it is. It's captured me.
It's fun. I must admit, I'm not a FPS person at all. And with my vertigo issues and that, I was really concerned that I was going to get really sick playing it. And I have to be careful when I play it and not like swing stuff around. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm excited about getting it. And I've still got too much to do in WoW, so I don't think I'll be in it very, very much at all. But so exciting times, people, for everyone that's into that game for sure. So so what else? So,
you'll also hear me trying to click around because I've in contact sort of with somebody that might have a BlizzCon ticket, and he apparently sent me an email at 3:45 a.m. saying that I can do it. I'm one of the people backed out, and I'm like, send it now, man. But this is at 4:45 a.m. so it's like an hour after the fact. I told them, hey man, you transfer it, Also send me your PayPal, and once I get it on my account, I will pay you for it, because that's the way that you're supposed to do it, is that as soon as you have control of the ticket, then you pay. Because the other way around, it's, you know, you're giving money away, right, for nothing. And technically he's doing it, or she's doing it too. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. It's just the person's going by the initial DG, which kind of has me, I don't know who this is. But it's like, you know, if you're not sure, you should always have them transfer it to you first. And, you know, I've kind of used the fact that, hey, I'm known on podcasts. I do Warcraft stuff. I'm not going to screw you over just because, you know, just because, right?
I'm just you're not a good guy. That's why. Absolutely.
So,
okay. Well, that's exciting.
So I'm clicking and waiting.
doing it live.
This ticket is for another friend of mine that is gonna go. He just didn't get a ticket, so cool. So the other thing, mount runs, yay. Okay, so you know, because this is what I do, are my mount runs, and still nothing on Dragon Soul. The only mount that I've gotten from there is the Blazing Drake, like four times. Actually, I think it's only three, but still, it's ridiculous. And played my Death Knight main for a bit. This is my main character. And I have in my notes that I was trying to grind out the last, 1,000K is actually more like 1,800K claws for my mount, because I already grinded out the 2,000, I think it's 2,000 or 1,000 for the pet.
I think it was a total of 7,500 all up.
Okay.
From memory.
I didn't think the battle pet was 2,500. That seems like a lot.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
You're probably right. So I...
Of course.
I did actually manage to get it. So I'm done. No more grinding. And we'll talk about this after in the show segment. I managed to finally get some time to raid again with Convert to Raid with Sunday Mass Res on Sunday, which I actually did live through my stream. So it was interesting. Through my stream, I streamed a live raid and also streamed a podcast, like kind of behind the scenes. Where we did it with Rick Durscale on Sunday night. And it was interesting to be able to do the range of things.
Yeah.
Right. So I also raided with For the Win, which is a group that runs once a week on Wednesdays. They're both good groups. Okay. Yeah. Like, we're not pushing mythics or anything like that, but I fit in with them very well. We make mom jokes about some guy's mom, but he's all good with it, so it's okay. I'd have to say, since the stream, though, I mean, I know we're only Thursday, but over the last 3 days, I definitely have spent less time on my computer overall and not just playing WoW. Because of the stream and plus other stuff involving my other hobby, which is hockeysim.ca, which is Wingy. I think Wingy knows about this.
Probably. That, he's very into ice hockey.
Yeah, so...
I got it right.
Yes, it's not ice hockey. It's just hockey.
In Australia, it's ice hockey.
No, because ice hockey is the base, okay, it's hockey.
Sure.
Now, when you have field hockey, now you're playing hockey, but on a field. Hockey in itself is assumed to be played on ice because that's its natural state. That's its base state. So it's hockey. Trust me, we are the pros. We know this stuff. Basically, the other thing I kind of forgot before we move on is the ALS stream. The website, if you are so inclined to help me out to get to my $1,000 goal, I'm only 160 away. I'm very close. If you can donate like a dollar, that's cool. If you can't, that's cool too. Just saying. The website, the easy to remember website is ALS. That's ALS.wowchallenges.com. And that will just redirect you to my direct sponsor page. And you'll see my real name there. So,
Oh, Stone.
Yeah.
That's all right. I know who you are anyway.
Week, I guess. And
It's been a week.
Yeah. How like has your week been?
How's my week? As I said, well, at the moment, I feel like I'm just chasing my tail because with work, it's the first time I've been back to work full time since the operation. So it's been just over 6 months. So it's a little bit tired, mentally and physically weary, that's for sure. But I have got a little bit that I did get through. A lot of my week has actually been iron, but I'm not talking about iron here because iron is over on WoW Challenges, which people that want to listen to that need to wait until my Sunday. Your Stone Saturday, when we record that live, which will be good. We've got a episode this coming weekend with Tark, which I'm real excited about. But I wanted to mention, even though that by the time this comes out, people might be like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But I am doing an achievement run Saturday night, my time, 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. There is a Horde run and Alliance run. So if anyone does happen to hear this on Saturday and is like, oh my gosh, I want to be involved, then Spaz Wesson is looking after Alliance side, which they're running at 8:30. And I'm doing a Horde run and we're doing Glory of the Thundering Raider. So at the moment I've got a good little group that's organized and we're going to be kicking some butt for achievements. So, we want achievements, and if we can get them all done, hopefully we get them out.
That's 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm. Which is
6
a.m.
6 a.m. my time. That's the 21st. That's what? That's the Saturday at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You in? Oh, thinking. Okay.
Thinking about it. I don't know if I needed glory.
Okay. Well, let me know. If you want to come. At the moment, I think I've got 10, but we can certainly go for 25 heroic if we've got enough. So, I mean, I don't know if how much of a cakewalk we're going to be, but
I can solo 10 normal on my Death Knight if I bring that one.
So if you bring your Death Knight, then we should be fine for 25 heroic.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, if you've got enough already for 10.
Yeah, but I want to push it to try and get all the 25. Get the 25 achievements and like knock everything.
There's different achievements for 25, man?
Yeah, it's getting, I think it was killing the bosses. You've got to kill them in heroic. So if we've got more than 10, then we'll need to do it in 25. So,
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, anyway, if anyone's interested, let me know. And that is happening, which is exciting. Nemesis. So.
Sorry. Why I laugh.
I know. I'm glad that we don't do video for this, because honestly, I would probably have been using some gestures. My face would be all scrunched up and in like, rah, rah, rah. I jumped into a couple of ashrams this week, and at nighttime, my nights, I jump in and they're terrible. Absolutely horrendous. No one's leading. Everyone's like, oh, I'm over here. Oh, you're, you know, you don't know what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I cannot deal with this. I just would like to jump in and get it done. Like, there's a strat. You just do this point, then this point, there's this point. Oh, yeah, there's alliance. Okay, fine, we'll kill them. Both times I have managed to not see a single gnome in, but I didn't stay in very long because I was like, these people are like, it's just toxic. It's toxic. So I don't like being around toxic. So I was like, you know what? Okay, that's fine. I have had the offer from four people to get this done. It's just time zones. This is the problem. All four people are not on Australian time. So if I'm going to kill you guys over and over, it's just trying to do it on a weekend can be a little bit hard. So we'll have to see. I'd like to get the gnomes done because I can't change it. I can't do anything. I have to get it done before I can move on to the next one. So yeah, maybe this weekend I might try and jump in at a reasonable US time and see how we go. But the last weekend I jumped into one and it seemed to be an alliance pre-made. And there was no chance in hell of getting anything done. And I saw gnomes and yeah, they must have been hunting undead because I died a lot. And I was like, yeah, no, it's just, you can't fight when you've got a disorganized group. You just cannot fight against a pre-made. They just run. And that's fine. That's what pre-mades are. Like, I totally get it. I've been in two pre-mades with Ashran, and they were fantastic. I mean, they weren't ganking machines in the effect that it was structured and, you know, they made sure that they were getting, hitting the points that they needed to and getting the events and all of that. But, yeah, so Nemesis, we will see, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But I did have the girls' gaming night, so we managed to get a girls' gaming night going for the Saturday night. And I have to say that we had a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So we started off doing Diablo 3. So at the stage, there was just four of us. And we were like, okay, we'll go do Diablo 3. We'll play our seasonal tunes. Last time we left them at level 13. So we played them through to level 16. And then we got joined by our lovely fifth gamer who came along as like, I don't know if you know, but Miss Midgey is back over in the States. So she got up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning to come game with us, which was so awesome. She'd slept through the alarm for the first one, but she managed to get on and be like, hey, I'm here. And so we went, yep, no problem. So we switched over to the dwarves that we made a while ago. And so the five of us took off to play our dwarves, which was awesome because we left them at level 8. And we took them from level 8 to level 14. So I've got some screenshots. So don't forget to go and have a look at the show notes on adventuresinazeroth.com. But the first one, we made a guild. So this is us, and we made a tabard, and it's all very girly. It's pink.
What's the guild called?
The guild is called Damsels in Distress.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we just all thought that was hilarious. So yes. And there we are. The next screenshot is we're standing outside of Deadmines. So we made it to level 10. And we'd made the guild, and we went, you know what? Let's go take on Deadmines. So the five of us walked into Deadmines, and we went from level 10 to level 14 in Deadmines, and we did not die.
I wasn't expecting you to die, but I'm surprised at how high you got just in the one instance.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It was really quite special. So we, I mean, on the whole, we didn't have a lot of tricky parts. I mean, we've built the dwarf, so we've got a tank and a healer and DPS. We just kind of punched it right through. And when we got to the end boss, even then, it was still... You know, we were doing really well. And then, of course, when Cookie comes out, we got through all of that. And then we still, by the time we got to level 14 and everyone comes at the end and they're like, you know where they want to give you the quest? But it was grayed out. So we still couldn't get the quest at level 14 to do it again. So I think you must get it at 15. But we're just happy that we made it through. So we're like, woohoo, we did that one. So I'm not sure. I think we're thinking of doing Wailing Caverns, running all the way over to Wailing Caverns. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We've got another Girls Gaming Night coming up soon. So that'll be exciting. And then the last screenshot is we're all going sleep time. So that was in Stormwind. We all went back to Stormwind. And can you see our tabard? So we got pink. It's a really cute pink
with
the skull and crossbones because we're fierce. So we're girly, but we're a bit, you know, we're going to kick some backside. So that was a really good night.
I also like that you all picked the same race. I do like the new female dwarf model.
Yeah.
I like it a lot more than the old one. I kind of feel like out of all of the female models that it's actually the most proportional to real life, right? Yeah. Because, I mean, there's some of the female models are just like over the top.
Yeah, well, you know.
Skin and bones, right? Okay. Yeah, and I know why they've done that, but I like that the female dwarf is, it's not, I mean, it to me, it looks more like a normal person than...
Yeah, well, they're cute. They're still cute. Like, they're solid. Yeah. They're kind of like, hey, I would kick your butt. And, Which when we had decided on doing the group with the five others, it was basically, okay, we'll pick the same race and then we'll work out from there, you know. And we did the whole, okay, so there's five of us. Well, we're a dungeon group, so why don't we just make our own dungeon group? And so someone who's not used to tanking decided she wanted to tank. Someone who's not used to healing decided she'd go healing. And I think with the DPSs, we kind of were trying to do something also a little bit different, even though I think I went, I'm a shaman. I went the one that does like the chain lightning and is it elemental? Not the melee one, like the ranged one.
It's Ellie.
Yeah. So I decided, well, because I've never really played a shaman very much. So, yeah, so we're kind of all trying to do something a bit different, which has been good, because then when I get to level 30, I also said, well, then we can swap with our healer, and there's a few of us that could, we could all, you know, have goes at healing, because we've got multiple healers, so, you know, just to mix it up a little bit. So it's been fun, like, it's just fun to do, you know, like, just crazy funny kind of stuff, and I'm lucky because it's a bunch of girls that are just fantastic, and we do have a lot of fun, which is great. But anyway, that's been my week, which is good. So I think it's probably time that we should talk about our topic, which is our bucket list before Legion, and we will get to our tweets and emails, etc., shortly. And thank you, everyone. What an awesome response! So, thank you. But, Stone, tell me, what have you got on your bucket list before Legion?
I was just typing an email to this person because I'm anxious to get my BlizzCon ticket. Anyways, so
that's a new bucket list.
Well, actually, that was in my bucket list, but no longer. Mm. So, okay, so I actually when I thought about this, I was like, what do I really, really want to get done before the next expansion comes out? And I'm like, I don't know if there's anything that is really like, I have to get this done. But then when I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, I do have a few goals that I want to get done. The first is to get an iron up to, I guess, like, level 60. I mean, in our notes here, I don't really have a level like in mind. I just know that I want it to get relatively high.
Yeah.
Where, you know, something where I know I'm going to be back into Hellfire and not on a Death Knight. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, right now, I believe my highest would be 34 is my warlock, I think. So, you know, but here's the thing, is that playing on the contest tune takes away from this. So, on my priest, it died at level 30.
Yes.
So I was thinking it would have been great to be able to take that tune that I kick your butt with to go to new heights. So and silly. and make it fairly far, mm-hmm. but
yep.
You know, so now I'm not sure how I'm gonna, which iron that's gonna be now. I don't think it's gonna be the warrior that I'm playing right now, because that's going very slow.
Yep.
Okay. The other thing was get to the level cap. No, let's type this in. Get to the gold cap.
Okay, because I was like, what? Get to the level cap? How? Okay. You've got how many max level characters? Yeah. And I'm thinking,
okay.
I thought you were tripping. Okay.
Yeah. So it was actually get to the gold cap. Mm-hmm. And then I got to, I think, maybe about, I mean, when I began to actually try, I was at about 350, maybe 400 on just the one account. And that's not counting gold that was on everybody else's tunes, because I like to keep a little bit of gold on everyone. Mm. I know that this is going to come off my list because Blizzard, in their wisdom, decided to release the WoW token. And so I know that the WoW token means that I will never get to the gold cap ever. It's just not going to happen because I will always spend the gold on game time.
Oh, okay.
Right. Good.
Right. Gotcha.
So I want to get there. It's just, and I've had somebody offer to send me the gold so I could take a screenshot, but then I'd have to send it back. And I'm like, but even if you were to send it to me and I kept it, it's not the same as earning it.
Yeah.
Right. That's just somebody helping you out. And it's not the same as you earning it through the auction house and farming and doing it the, like, quote unquote, the hard way. Right. So, I think this one's going to come off my list. I'm kind of curious why the gold cap was raised in the next expansion to 10 mil, like to 10 million gold.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes me think that it could, you could possibly get to the old gold cap fairly quickly, maybe. So,
well, there's been a lot of people I know that have gotten to gold cap this expansion. I mean, I am definitely not one of them, but there's, you know, and some people are multiple gold cap.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they are gold capped on more than one tune. Yeah. Some, quite a few. But, you know, and they just seem to make money. I don't make money very well. But, you know, so obviously Blizzard have gone, well, we need to up it, you know, and, which is good. I think that's awesome. I will never get to gold cap.
Well,
make it 10 million, I'll be like, no.
I would rather spend my gold on game time versus having it.
I do. There. I do too.
I don't think I can make gold cap without running out of my free time.
So. I still begrudgingly look at the token. Have you seen the prices of the token? And I go, okay, I'm not due to get a token yet, but I'm looking at it going, oh, I should have bought it when it was 19,000.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
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 And it's just like, at the moment, it's ridiculous. It's like nearly 50. It might even be over. When I looked a couple of nights ago, it was, I think, 40, just under 49,000. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. So,
So the other things that I want to get done is that I really would like to clean up the rest of the Last of the Dragon Soul mounts, just because I would like to run through the quest in Legion and not have that in my mind that, oh, once I'm done this, I'm not really going to be raiding or doing dungeons to gear up my character for raiding. I'm also still going to be going back to be doing Ginsoul. Plus, I want to go back. Plus, I would want to go back to Mists, right?
Yeah.
And I need to do Throne of Thunder for the two mounts there and the world bosses there for their mounts.
Mm-hmm.
Having Dragonsoul done would be a nice, we're done Warlords. I don't have to worry about anything else now. And finished. I just Lifebinders, it's just so frustrating. I'm on 25 hard and I'm getting the Blazing Drake drop. What, like, come on. It's supposed to be the Lifebinders mount. Nope.
Yeah.
So the other thing I want to get done, and I think it's going to drive me bonkers, is garrison fishing. I've put it off and put it off. I did get the achievements for, you know, you have to get like 100 enormous or something fish for each one. Well, I got that one done, and I'm like, oh, great. Okay, and oh, look, I got Nat Pagel. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, what does he give me? Oh, there's two pets and a mount, and overall it's 200 coins. And I'm like thinking, oh, okay, well, 200 coins doesn't sound too bad. And then I began to try to fish for these fish, and I'm getting like one or two, maybe every hour or maybe every half hour. I can't remember which. I was getting one or two, maybe every 10 minutes, because I would go based on the cooldown of the lure. Okay. And that was, and that was a 10 minute lure, and I get one or two, and then all of a sudden it stopped where I'm not getting them now. I'm like, what's going on?
They changed something.
Like, did they, I don't know if, I don't know. So I had accrued up to 28, and I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Yep.
I'm finished. And now I actually went back, and today or yesterday I looked at it, and I'm like, well, you know, maybe if I go spend 25 of these coins on the new fishing rod from him, I'll have a better chance. So I did. And because it applies like a 200 lure, right?
Yep.
And the other rod I had, sorry, I had the hat that applied a 150 lure once every 10 minutes. So I figured the fishing rod, I could apply 200 skill once every 20 minutes, and it only lasted for 10 minutes. But then when it's still on cooldown, I'll go and apply the hat one again.
Right.
See if maybe that extra 50 for those 10 minutes will help. So I went out for about 10 minutes, and I got zero bunkers. And I'm not sure, you know, I want to get it done because I'm insane. And
you're not insane. That's not the word we use. We just use the word completionist. We're just
completionists.
Yes, yes. Even though my mother had me tested.
I want to get the mount and those two pets. I could care less about the rod. There's a new hat that you were able to get for another 25. I don't care because the hat is the same. It's basically the same thing as the hat that I got off of Nat Pagel in Pandalands. It's just called something else. But it gives the exact same stats, so I'm not going to spend coin on that. I've got the fishing lure too, like the buff to go get the good stuff, and nope. So I don't know. And the other thing was to finish the Savage Claws for my mount, which I'm going to take this and I'm going to highlight it, and I'm going to go to Format, and I'm going to go click on Strike Through because that's done. Since I felt like I was having bad luck with the fishing, I decided, all right, let's go into Blood Spec and just round up as many of these Saberon guys as we can and farm it. And I would think it took me about an hour maybe to farm the last 1800 or so. And it felt nice being able to get a big pack of them. Like I'd say a good 10 to 12 of them, because there are spots where you can grab a bunch of them and be able to loot like 100 claws. I was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Because usually if you're with a group, you're not getting 100 claws. And you might kill them faster, but it doesn't feel as good because the number of claws that drop are lower, right? So, but yeah, I guess, you know, I guess right now my focus would be on either the fishing or the mounts. And I don't know what that's going to be.
All right.
Because the mounts Well, I mean, the mounts, I would have to see. Here's the thing. If I'm going to go hardcore on this mount or on these two mounts, I would take all of my alts that are able to do heroic Ginsoul and park them in front of the instance. This is what I did to get Ashes of Alar when I finally. That was my last one to get to because it's the one that I had the hardest time with because of the phase where the ads pop back up and then they want to throw you around and all the stupid stuff. I had a hard time with it. I just don't like being thrown around and then frozen and all this stuff. It's crazy. So I parked all of my alts out there and just ran it every week. Boom, 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 boom. And after 2 weeks, I finally got it. So I feel like I need to do that. I think Dragon Soul might give me an issue on my mages for spine. It just depends on their level. I think there's some of my other tunes will be okay, like on spine. As long as you've got a heal, you're fine because you need to worry about that debuff, right? That explodes on you and kills you. I mean, fishing's always going to be there. Dragon Soul mounts will always be there. I don't think I'm going to get to level. I don't think I'll be able to get to max level on an iron. So, I mean, within 2 months, I don't think so. So, I don't know which one I would go for.
All right. Well, do you want me to give you some little tips on the fishing?
Yes.
Because I've done most of it. Other than the pets, I've still got a lot of. I still gotta get coins, I think, for one pet. I can't remember. But I've got the Strider. And yes, it was a long, strange trip as well. But the easiest thing that you can do is fish in your garrison where the water is, go fish there. You will fish up a as Horde, you will fish up at some stage a frosty minion.
Okay.
Minion, yeah. And you throw that back into your garrison and it'll summon a cave dweller. So it's like this wicked looking Murloc. Now, from that, what it drops is it drops some awesome fish, some other stuff, some worm supreme. So, so you're like your lure. What do you call it? It increases by 200 for 10 minutes. Are you
Okay.
fishing? And it also drops a tentacled hat that has a duration of 7 days, right? And it increases, if you equip it, it will increase your fishing skill by 100, just like that. So if you're using the hat, if you're using the Worm Supreme, and if you're using, see, I didn't buy any of the new fishing poles at the moment. I've still got my good old Kallak fishing pole. And that's what I use. And normally it gives me enough to be 100%. And I would just sit in there and fish. The other thing you got a chance of getting is a sea turtle. If you don't already have
I
that,
have that. Yeah, I've
and
got
the
it.
riding turtle.
Yeah, I've got them both.
Okay, because I got the riding turtle out of
So
the bag that came.
when
Because it's
that
a rare drop.
Murloc spawns and you loot the hat, do you still just go fish in your garrison and you can get a Lunker?
Yep, you can get your lunkers. But what
Oh.
I would do, you've got a chance of getting lunkers in there. When they changed it, there was a really good drop rate. I'm not telling you where my secret fishing spot is because it's my secret fishing spot. you should see Stone's face. But what I would used to do is I could get like two maybe four within like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. come on.
But not now. They've done something. They've changed something. And I would find now I am flat out getting one every 10 minutes. So all I can say is find your pools, fish your pools. Tanan is good. And also probably go, just trying to think if where else I'd go, but anywhere there's like fishing pools. I mean, Spires was okay, but Tanan's good because you can also get the fell blight, you know.
So
and if you fish
after
up fell
I get
blight,
the hat, I should go leave the base and go fish at pools or
no? Oh, it's well, it's up to you. Fish in your garrison, just fish in your garrison until you get yourself a frosty minion.
Yeah. And then?
Throw it back in, summon the cave dweller, kill the cave dweller. Put your hat on. There is actually two hats, but they both have a 7-day duration. And they both give 100. One's like a octopus on your head, and the other is, I'm just trying to remember. They both sit like a squid, I think. One was an octopus and one's a squid type of thing. And then if you want to fish out in the world, then just go find somewhere that's got pools and fish pools. Only fish your pools. And Tanan is the best place to fish.
Okay. So, and this is the question, is that is it better to fish the pools out in the world versus just sitting back in the base and fishing in the water there?
Well, the drop rate I was getting for Lucky Coin in my base, once they kind of nerfed it, again, I would be flat out probably getting one every 10 minutes. Possibly one every 30 minutes.
Okay, so.
But the same thing can happen out in the world. So. Because you've got to fish up, fish up your lunkers. The only way you can hone it in is to do your lunkers. So you need to find somewhere that's
got. So you need to find a pool.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, whether you do the Fellmouth Frenzy ones in Tanan. Or I'm just trying. Shadow Moon Valley's got a couple of good spots. Look for the blind.
It's the blind and lake. I think I kind of missed it. Where do you say that you fished at?
You're so funny. It's my secret fishy spot that you're not gonna find. But yes, so you can make your own.
I will definitely try that and
see how you go. Yeah. But you are flat. It seems to be you are flat out getting one every 10 minutes. Okay. And again, I don't know if they've changed it. It's been a month, maybe a month since I've done some proper fishing. But yeah, it was, you know, if I was getting one every 10 minutes, you kind of go, okay, all right. But when you don't get any, and then you do another 10 minutes and you're like, really? Now I've got to put my third lure on, and you know, and then you finally get one. That's one every 24 minutes. It's a long slog. So, you know, but put on a movie or something, or you know, entertain Bob while you're fishing. Teach Bob
so,
to fish.
Okay, thank you. I'm definitely going to try that. I was not doing the base thing to go find the frosty thingamajigger. I will definitely try that, though. I might try that today.
You can only have one, so you fish up one. I think, no, is it one or five? It might be five. And you can throw. So you can have those fish, so you can summon them quite regularly, the cave dwellers, which is good. Yeah. Anyway, I will go
on. So, you tell me about your bucket list. I was just about to sneeze, and then right when it was about to arrive, it went away.
It went away, and then you go, chew!
Myself. Yeah, I'm going to mute myself. Cause...
Okay.
Okay. All right. Tell us, Leah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you my bucket list. I kind of started off my list and I was like, oh yes, I need to do this. And then over the last couple of days, I kind of went, you know, girl, you need to be a little bit realistic about this list. Really be a little bit realistic. So I thought about it and I thought, oh, I want to get Nemesis done. And then I was like, no, you're not going to get Nemesis done. And then I was like, oh, I want to get three more, you know, of the classes done. And then today when I was at work, because, you know, when you're at work, you think about, wow. I was like, seriously, you are not going to get three done within this time, considering you're sitting at 56 out of 500 gnomes. It's not going to happen. So I've decided if I can get gnomes done, I think I will be happy. And then I will have to deal with the rest later. My iron, and again, the contest.
Can we go back to the Nemesis? Bloke made a good point saying that he wants to get it done before the end of the expansion, like the whole thing, because he knows that in order to go and get it done after,
it's going to be a nightmare. Fact,
it's going to be even worse.
Yep.
So,
but unless I'm going to concentrate on it, like seriously, I mean, only have the only thing help. I'm going to concentrate.
Well, you've got people that want to help you. I would say take that help and get it done now.
Yeah.
And try get it all done.
Yeah, it's just time. It's just time.
You just wake me up, and I will be there.
As much as
I wake up at 5 a.m.
in the morning.
No. I wake up at 5 a.m. to do this podcast because it's at a time that's better for you, you know, and you wake up early to do our other show because it's better for me. It's give and take, right? Yeah. I am completely willing to wake up early, to wake up
at. And you know what? Thank you. And we will do this. We'll have to sort something to get everyone together, most definitely. Okay. However, the problem is again, if I only had one thing and I went, right, I'm just going to concentrate on doing one thing between now and pre-Legion hits to get this done, or before Legion hits, then I could say, right, I need to focus on one thing. But I'm never very good at focusing on one thing. I have multiple things that I focus on at any one time, and Nemesis is one of them. So it's kind of like, well, I need to be reasonable. I really do need to be reasonable, and I'm not going to get Nemesis done as well as try and get my other things that I want to get done. So I think if I can get gnomes done, then awesome. If I get anything else done, bonus, you know, so we will see. But I want to get an iron. I mean, my big thing, I got my iron to 61, has been my highest. So it would be nice to get one to 70, as long as I'm, you know, not flying low and flying over the opposing faction fly paths. So, you know, and I've got my iron at 50, so I'm 20 levels off her. So, you know, it's doable.
That's doable for sure.
It's doable. So if I could get her to 70, awesome. It's something that I think, well, I could do that, plus I could get the gnomes of the Nemesis done. Right, awesome. Then I thought about it. I thought, well, I could also maybe get three more mounts. And that would be if I'm doing, you know, hopefully this run on Saturday night would be nice if we can get everything done so we can get, and if not, well, then I can make another time to finish it off, because I think there is at least one or two achievements that you've got to do multiple times. Like you've got to kill the thing with the different colored heads. You've got to start off on each head, the wormy ones.
Yeah.
So that's going to at least take 3 weeks just to get that achievement. So, so it's like, have, okay, have well, that's cool.
Done it before though, or?
Not on heroic.
Run. Oh.
Only on normal. So,
The achievement you only need it on normal, right? Like you don't need work.
I don't. Yeah, so I think I've probably only got one. But whichever,
But
I'm just thinking, well, 3 weeks, I might need
right.
3 weeks. Plus, depending on who's, if the boys are coming with me, to do it and anyone else, then everyone might be at different points in it. So we'll see. So if I could get three more mounts, Dragon Soul again for me would be awesome, but Spine hates me. That's all I'm saying about that. And I'm still trying some world bosses and that in Pandaria, so we'll see. It'd be nice to get three more. I'd be pretty happy with that. I want to get my followers from the tavern. Like, I'm not gonna get them all done, but from the tavern where you go recruit your new follower, I'm just trying to do that every time it resets. Go get a new one, deactivate one. So ridiculous to deactivate. I'm like, seriously.
What happens when you've gotten them all from the recruiter?
I
Does
don't
it just
know.
say she just says, I don't have any more people for you? Sorry.
I haven't got that far. I think I'm only at like 40 something out of 56, or I'm not sure how many. But yeah, it might even be way more than that. I'm just sort of like, again, the completionist in me is saying, I need to get them all. So I just keep trying. I'm just gonna, I it's gonna be doing the tavern's gonna be my timeless isle. I know, because I'll be like, I need to go back to my garrison to
No,
get my tavern.
but
Yes.
it's not the same because time will this aisle. I went through the same slog as you, not as long as you, but I completely understand, and I'm using my finger now, and
He's got
it's
finger out
not the
Baz.
same because Timeless Isle was horrible. To get that last pet. Or to get the last piece, right? For the bigger bag achievement. For you, it was the thing off of Jakur, right? And for me, it was the crab off of the monstrous crab, okay?
The spine claw.
This not the same. This is you got a log again.
Yeah. I
And you've
know,
got.
but it's gonna be me going back. That's
Ah.
that, you know what I mean? It's still that
Yeah.
whole, which is okay. I'm okay with that. I'm totally thinking, yeah, well, I'll just do it 'cause I want them all. So we'll see. I honestly can't remember how many I'm up to, but I know I just try. It just annoys me. I've got to deactivate them. I'm like, I want them all. They should all be working. They should all be working, damn it. I've earned them.
Put to work in your minds.
Yeah, that would be good. And I know I will never get, I shouldn't say I'll never get there, but I've never been a huge gold maker. Let's just say that. I've managed from way back when I got so excited the first time I made 10 gold. I can remember back in Classic, and I rang my partner at the time and I was like, I've got 10 gold. And he was extremely jealous because 10 gold back then was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was, and then when I made 100 gold, oh my gosh, I was like dancing around. And yeah, he was like really jealous. But I've got my little ways. I don't make big stuff in gold. So I keep thinking, well, as much as yes, I would love to make level cap before Legion. Realistically, I know it's not going to happen unless I'm going to sell some big stuff, which I just don't have, or I just don't have, the inclination to go farm stuff. To again, it's going to take me away from the stuff that I want to do. And again, we've got this contest and I'm going to kick your butt. So I need to focus on that as well. So I think it would be really nice. I thought about it and thought, well, a mil is really, $1 million would be nice. But if I could get 600,000 gold, you know, over halfway, then I'd be quite happy to have that. Like, and I'm talking not necessarily on just one tune, like on my bank tune. I'm thinking more across my servers, and I mostly play, probably I really play about 3 servers. So if I had that within those 3 servers, I think I'd be pretty happy and confident going into Legion. So yeah, I'm just trying to be realistic, considering it's...
I don't think you are being realistic, because you keep saying...
And Siri keeps trying to talk to me. I don't know why Siri... Stop trying to talk to me, Siri. Maybe she wants to talk to you.
Maybe she's trying to say...
I'm not Lita, even touching it.
Not going to beat Stone in the contest.
No, just... she's like, I know Lita's going to beat Stone. She's totally on my side. She just knows, so yeah. No, I'm trying to be realistic, because it's no use, you know, I made these grand plans of, okay, I could do this, this, and this, and like you said, we're basically 2 months out from pre, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, it's here. I just trying to get my head around what I'm going to get done, and I'm kind of freaking out, thinking, how am I just going to get these little things done within this time frame before Legion hits? Because I love doing the events. And if they're going to make it some really exciting event, hopefully, like, you know, when pre-Wrath, that was awesome. I missed that.
That was awesome.
That was the best.
I didn't like it. At the time, because at the time I was, for a good week, I was only doing auction house stuff, and my auction house, because back then the auction house entrance was on the other side, and then they revamped it, you know, they changed it up. But anyway, so the auction house guys are always dead. It just drove me nuts, right? And then when I finally became a ghoul, I was like, all right, fine. And I'm just going to go find anybody I can and kill them. And yeah, I mean, so I began to, and like, I liked it. So, yeah.
It was awesome. Oh, so yeah, it'll be exciting. But we will go on to our mailbox, because we did get some awesome replies about our show topic this week.
It's like awesome.
Yeah, so thank you. So much. Thank you guys. We really, really appreciate it. So the first one we got from Cheryl on Twitter, and she says, my one big bucket list item is to finish leveling my dwarf warrior to finish one of each class as a dwarf. And her warrior is already at 73.
Cool.
Which is awesome. You can do it, Cheryl.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The next one is from Ben
the mage.
Ben.
That's my friend Ben.
Bonhoeffer. I can say his name without laughing. Okay. At Ben the mage. There we go. I can do it. Okay. He hopes to get the Blazing Drake from Dragon Soul. Last one I need for the Awake the Drake's achievement. Ben, I mean, I've gotten 3. If I could trade them, I would. It just drives me nuts. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I really do.
Yeah. Good luck, Ben. We hope that you can do that. That would be awesome. Okay. And Morrison Wow on Twitter also said it was getting the Fellbird mount in Tanan, but I got that. So now it's to get a 6th tune to level cap and earn 3,000 gold on my main. That sounds exciting. 6th level cap. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck, and let us know how you go on that. 3,000 gold would be pretty exciting to have too. That would be a nice buffer, I think, going into Legion.
Yeah, I heard that there is some new stuff that they added, but they weren't sure if the price was going to be the same. I mean, prices are really easy to change. Yeah. So, you know, that could get changed pretty quickly, but I heard that there's some really pricey stuff.
Yeah.
So, we did get an email from Spanky. We actually got an audio from him.
Bob wants to get his bell. He wants his bell before another bell. Bob's fine. Don't worry about it.
He's playing with something, and I don't know what he's playing with.
Okay, so. He'll be fine.
Okay, let's play Spanky's audio.
Hey guys, Spanky here. This week's show is about bucket lists and what we're going to get done before Legion drops and what we're losing in Warlords, etc., etc. I've done most of my bucket list already. I've gotten that Rotten Nemesis one out of the way, although that's not really a bucket list because, as I've noticed during on Twitter, that Ashran's been designed to be upgraded, so Ashran will still be around level 110. They're just going to upgrade it to max level, and you'll still be able to do your Nemesis quests. So, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I've got that one knocked off. I have my Nemesis quest done. I've got all my world mounts already, except for the Void Talon, which is just, you know, that's random anyway. I'm looking at Kim for that thing. It's your luck. What I am working on at the moment is, let's see, we are doing the toys. We're trying to get all of the, got a list off of Wowhead, and we've gone through. My girlfriend and I have gone through our accounts and we've worked out what's been converted into toys. So the current real bucket list is getting all as many of those things beforehand, making sure they're in our banks, etc. Some of them are low drop rates, etc. So we started grinding them now. So yeah, all the stuff that's going from a normal thing into a toy, working out if we've already deleted it and we need to go back onto another character and do it. It's mainly about chasing those toys. I'm still doing my Argent tournament, so, you know, I'm doing that, and that's, yeah, whether I finish it beforehand or not, you get there. And the other thing that I really want to knock off is, Mythic Archie. We're still working on him on progression, so we've still got time to get him finished off. We're starting to see the last phase a fair bit, so, you know, we're a bit behind the curve, but hey, we only raid 2 nights a week, so we're pretty happy to be doing Mythic Archie already. So yeah, if we can finish it out before Warlords hits in like that, you know, what's that, 100-odd days now we're due? So yeah, that's about all I'm working on. So anyway, have a fabulous show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You just gave me conniptions because I completely forgot about toys. Oh my gosh, yes, and I haven't even looked at the list because I'm already overwhelmed. But
well, you could earn the toys after the fact, right? So
yeah, it's just I think getting prepared for it because everyone will be chasing them after, maybe. So, maybe. But that's a really good and Mythic Archie. Wow, go Spanky! I hope you guys.
I wish I was in a group that could do Mythic Archie. That would be great.
Spanky's group's awesome. They really are. So good luck, guys. I think you will definitely make that in the next week or, you know, hopefully in the next week or so. Good luck for that. But that's some really good stuff that he's working on. Oh my God, next time you give me a spoiler, like seriously, that just gave me heart failure about Ashran.
I had no idea,
oh my gosh, that's
now, that sounds exciting. But are people actually going to be in there?
I don't know, right? And I don't want to look into it because I have too much. My brain's already like, oh, there's just so much. But that's exciting. That's exciting if they're going to do that. I feel like, well, okay. There is definitely the possibility of getting that I won't have to focus so much on it perhaps now that maybe I can, you know, focus on the, you know, the irons and some outruns and things like that. You got Bob's bell. Poor Bob.
It took
the bell off. Nice. Awesome. So thank you so much, Spanky. We do really love getting the voicemail from you every week. That's been really sweet. So thank you. Now, we also got a email from Cinder, and she says, "Hello, Lita and Stone. Loving the show so far. Keep up the great work." Oh, thank you. So my bucket list. Well, I've had a bucket list going for quite some time. Long enough that I'd almost finished most of the items on it. But then I switched servers and factions and found a new guild to raid with for Legion, and my priorities have completely changed. The cost of transferring toons to a new server and faction is around $60 each. That's Australian. So I can't afford to shift all of my toons across to a new server unless someone has a few spare $100 they'd like to give me. Oh, I wish I had some I could throw your way. That would be awesome. I like having my army of alts with me to help provide mats for my main raid toon. Totally understand you. That and I are just experiencing each expansion through the eyes of a different class, which will be even more exciting in Legion with the artifacts and the class halls. So my bucket list now consists of recreating my army of alts and getting them to 100 before the pre-patch hits. Ooh, Cinder, good luck. Right now I'm working on my monk, and after that will be a druid, then priest. I haven't decided what to do about my warlock yet. She might stay horde. Okay, that's fine. You can do that. Then we can play horde together. My paladin and my mage were my first ever toons, and they go everywhere with me. So I will pay to transfer them over once the pre-patch has come in and they've learned all the transmog pieces I have stashed on my old server. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Then it will be moving time. Also, in the pre-patch, assuming they will be available then, I'll want to be making a gnome hunter. Oh yeah, definitely. One thing I didn't think I'd get to do this expansion was to get all the gold challenge modes done, but my lovely boyfriend has bought me a carry from an ex-guildy for my birthday, so that's an unexpected tick off the list. Well, congratulations. I've just got the Shatari defense reputation to get, and that will be it for Warlord's reps. But for the most part, my bucket list has just turned into a frantic leveling spree and making sure the toons who are moving have all their stuff packed up and ready to go. Have a great show, Cinder. XO. Oh, Cinder, thank you. Thank you so much. And what an awesome email. What a thing to have to change. Well, I mean, Stone, you've dealt with a little bit of that recently as well. But it's such a big thing to do, a big job with your toons.
My focus is, I think what's going to happen in Legion is that I flip back and forth. I flip between transferring my main over, because my main is my main and that's where I have all my reps on, and I am not stopping. I'm not going to regrind reps on another character. There's just absolutely no way. It's just, you know, the army of alts, I've already begun to work on that at my new home. So
doing the same as like what Cinder's doing, building.
Yeah, because building how can army. I, okay, because on my side, I've got all of my horde toons, I've got one per class maxed out. All of my horde toons except for warlock. The warlock is at level 96, everybody maxed out. On the Alliance side, I have all of my classes maxed out. I am not transferring 22 characters.
Ouch. You know? Yeah.
As much as I would love to support Blizzard with transferring 22 characters, So 22 times roughly about $50 is $1,100. That is just not going to happen. Anyway, I have my own complaint about the price of it, where it costs them nothing to do it, but I understand the price is more there to kind of dissuade folks from just jumping around, which I completely understand, but at least put a time limit on it or something and make it strict and make it long. So when you transfer, that's it, right? Like, make it like 6 months.
Well, isn't there a time frame on it anyway?
But it's like a month. It's okay. Nothing.
Oh, well.
At the most, it's 2 months, but I don't even think so. I think it's only a month. So
yeah, I'm not sure.
It's nothing. If you make it like 6 months and make it free because nobody's doing any work, then fine. Then, you know, then do it. But I'm not paying all this cash to transfer all my students. So I completely understand her, like, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just now you got to build back up again. And now I have all these alts that I'm...
And you know what? When I moved from Oceanic back to US on Lita, on my Warlock, that the whole thing, even though I wasn't changing faction, I was just moving. That was a big thing. I looked at all, I got holds everywhere. So I was like, well, who do I take? So I ended up bringing my five main, and again, you know, and then building up a new stack. I don't want to move from where I am. I have got too many toons. I don't think, it's just crazy. So Cinder, thank you. Thank you for writing in and letting us know. And we both wish you all the luck with getting the leveling through. We know we do love our leveling, but it certainly is going to keep you busy up until pre-Legion. So good luck with that. Anyway, that's our show topic for this week. Next week's show topic, Stone, what are we going to discuss?
Our favorite classic dungeon.
Ooh, dungeon.
So are we saying what's in the game now or what was in the game?
I think we can compare from what is in the game now to what was in the game. That would be interesting. So from classic, is there something that you like that hasn't changed? Yes. Right. Yeah. But you know, there are a lot. Oh, I think everyone of them has changed. So we'll just make it the dungeon, and we'll see what interesting answers and replies that we get for that one. So again, thank you everyone who has contacted us on Twitter and via the email. But don't forget, you can contact us through our email, which is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Check out the website, and I do like to put some pics up. None of me and Stone this week, but you know what? That's okay, because guess what? We're going to get some screenshots for next week. Check out adventuresinazeroth.com. You just pulled a face at me, guys. To our Twitter is @ADVAzeroth. So that's Azeroth. I know. I like saying that. And look, Siri's trying to talk to me again. Why are you trying to talk to me, Siri? Stop it. Talk to me again while you're talking. Okay, Siri, stop it. Okay. Don't forget, you can find the show on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, which is awesome. We're up there. Stone, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter @WoWChallenges or the WoW Challenges podcast, or chasing Bob around somewhere in the house, or the Richter Scale podcast. I also wanted to give a brief, a very quick thank you. I missed it in my weekly thing, to the Blue Recluse. They actually had me on as a guest for their show just earlier yesterday. And we were talking that it's been about a year since I was last on there.
Wow.
Wow, and that we began doing this whole Iron Man thing and get back up and running and in people's faces. So
wow, we've got
thank you guys for having me up. Yep.
Yeah, it's been a year, which means that we must be coming up to getting closer to a year for WoW Challenges podcast. Exciting. Anyway, for everyone who wants to find me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow. That's LEETAWOW. And you can check out my other podcast, which is Behind the Avatar, the WoW Challenges podcast with Stone, which we're going to have some interesting banter this weekend. And also Geektopia with Ben and Steve, who are awesome. And that, I think, is a wrap. We went a little bit longer tonight. That's what you said.
Yes, you are so awesome. You are so awesome. I had to get one.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2016, adventuresinazeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.